Human beings are capable of some pretty fucked up shit. Take a situation where forcible sodomy by a trusted parent or guardian occurs. Like that uncle you love seeing every Christmas, and now he got fired and has to live with your family because mom's the only financially stable kid, but you don't get why that sucks because hell yeah, you guys get to share a room. And dad hasn't really been around, so you're thinking, shit, maybe I can finally be happy, maybe I can make this work. Then one night mom's working late and your uncle's always home anyway, so he babysits, and you've been looking forward to this night for so long, and he makes you feel like a badass, you're watching football, you're drinking beer, you got potato chips, and before you know it, you black out, you're waking up feeling funny, and you realize, ooh, I think my uncle just raped me. Worse than that is working 40 hours a week, especially on a computer. If you would have told Benjamin Franklin that the country he helped found had devolved into sitting in front of a machine, or a person like himself clicks one button over and over for days on end, only to receive a check that can barely fucking support you, he probably would have just wondered, hey man, why didn't you just get one of my Negroes to do it? They'll do anything. And he says that shit to you, and you're looking at him like, you got a weird look in your eye. And you're thinking, like, man, Benjamin Franklin must be into some sick shit. Like, I wonder what kind of weird sexual escapades he got into owning slaves. They'll do anything. Like, can you imagine only being able to get off to a chick in blackface, shackled in the cellar, living on a loaf of bread a week, mulatto kids crying all around her while your free hand is whipping her husband for trying to escape? The next thing you know, all your sexual fetishes start getting weird too. You're doing the whole slave thing on account of Benjamin Franklin's story, but you imagine real hard it's your uncle, and now you're getting payback because it's his turn! And while you're lubing him up for round three, over the noise of his pleas for forgiveness, you think, how the hell did I get here?